Hello and welcome to You and Method Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from West Hills, California. In a moment, you will experience unique insight and one-of-a-kind perspective from Shaolin Grandmaster Dr. Cam Yuen. Dr. Cam Yuen, DC, has worked with patients for over 30 years and has been the world's foremost expert and leading grandmaster of Shaolin Kung Fu for nearly half a century. He's a well-known author and martial artist, frequently appearing on the covers of different martial arts magazines. He was also the technical and kung fu advisor on the original Kung Fu TV series, and thus was instrumental in bringing authentic kung fu to the international audience. To talk to Dr. Yuen, please call in now or visit our website. The guest call-in number is 646-478-3782. You can ask us a question anytime on our website. You will also find out about our exciting upcoming live events on our website. To ask Dr. Yuen a question, please visit yuenmethod.com/ask. That's yuenmethod.com/ASK. Now, here he is, live on the air, Dr. Cam Yuen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Cam Yuen.
And Marty Greenberg, co-author of Delete On-the-Spot Stress and Pain, number one international best-selling book. We are so happy you're here today because we're going to put this book into action for you live. It's all about delete weight and rejuvenate on the spot. Right, Dr. Yuen?
That's right, Marty.
So, if you have any kind of issues at all regarding your weight, maybe you have weight failures, you've tried to lose weight in the past, you just haven't gotten the results that you want, this is for you. Also, if you have obesity-related problems or disease, illness, health problems caused by weight gain, such as high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol levels, ulcers, gallstones, changes in hormonal levels, back and joint pain, kidney pain, heart pain, this is for you. You can call us. The call number is on the screen. Give us a call. We're going to delete it on the spot for you today. We're also going to be doing things like that are associated with food issues. So if you have overeating or food cravings, sugar cravings, whatever it is, maybe with food, and we all have it here and there, call us and we're going to do a live demonstration of how to delete that on the spot. We also are doing other issues such as if you're worried about how you look, your appearance, or anything at all. It could even be about pregnancy, anything regarding weight, your look, physical appearance. We're going to do a live demonstration for you because it's all about action, right, Dr. Yuen?
Sounds great. You're all going to take action and not just going to speak about it.
So if you're new to the Yuen Method, it's all about finding the real reasons, the causes and sources behind your pain and stress, whether from aging to losing weight. It could be anything from physical, mental, emotional, psychological, psychic, spiritual. We're all wired differently. We all have different memories, so that's why we have people call in. But most important, I want to let you know that if you're new, that just listening, even if you don't call in live, you're going to start to experience shifts in your physical body. So what we'd love for you to do is just take an inventory of how you're physically feeling in your body, because as the stream goes on, after each caller, you're going to start to feel those shifts and you're going to start to feel more energy, vitality. Maybe your pain will go away. So pay attention to how you're physically feeling, because the right answer resolves your problem, as Dr. Yuen always says. So we're so glad you joined. We do these every month on different topics. The Yuen Method is a way of life. It's not something you do once in a while, right, Dr. Yuen?
Well, it's definitely something that you can continuously do, and it's just like breathing, right? So you don't stop breathing, so you don't stop doing it.
It's all about continual life improvement. So we're so happy you joined. You can always go to yuenmethod.com and check out our blog for past streams on different topics, etc. But today is all about weight and rejuvenation. So we're going to give you lots of vitality and energy. So to begin, it's just a little review. What is deletion? Deletion, if you can follow along with me right here, it's an octagon. It consists of eight components. It's nothing magical. It's nothing mystical. It's a button. It's a switch hardwired to your internal computer. We're all high-tech, and we all have the deletion octagon within us. It contains eight components: eliminate, free, independent, release, protect, forgive, forget, unconditionally. We're going to demonstrate the deletion octagon on this call and just show you how fast and simple it is to do a deletion. So what exactly is deletion? Dr. Yuen?
Well, we're so familiar with deletion in the computers that we use, and it's pretty much get it out of your intelligence, your physical intelligence. So essentially, delete out your computer so you have no effect on you physically, mentally, or spiritually.
So it's all about deleting what it is that bothers, troubles, upsets you, disturbs you. And how do we do that? Everybody says, what is the human method? How do we do this? Well, I'm going to continue on and show you the insight coming on, because the UN method, the basic fundamental principles of the UN method, is all based on insight. You got to have the feeling, the perception, the intuition, meaning you got to feel, not using your mind, because your mind will sabotage you. So, Dr. Yuen, you want to explain, how does the mind sabotage you, and why is it so important to get in touch with your brain to turn your brain receiver on?
Well, your mind, it doesn't have, you know, the reason to maintain you physically, you know, your physical potential. It's your mind, it's not concerned about you physically, so your mind just wants to take over your body and actually have fun with your body by sabotaging it and not let you fulfill your full potential in your performance or in your functions.
So it's really important to, we're going to delete your mind, which is a completely new principle for most people, but your mind needs to be out of your body. And you really, we're turning on your brain receiver so that you can feel, you have perception, intuition. And your insight will lead you to the right answer, which is strong, and the wrong answer, which is weak. So it's a sequential process that we're going to demonstrate, where people are going to call in, we're going to use our insight, and really pinpoint specifically what it is their weaknesses are, and delete it just on the spot. And what we're doing is strengthening. So with that said, moving on to the central nervous system. Right now, Dr. Yuen, it's all about reversing the aging process, speeding up, making more people more vitality. What is it about the central nervous system, and why is it so important for the spinal cord, the cerebral spinal fluid, the meninges, the ventricles, the cranial brain, the missing tail brain, the sacral and coccyx brain? Why is it so important for that number one to be strong for people?
Well, the central nervous system governs all your function and how you have the body performance, and it's really the central nervous system that regulates every function of your body, and not like it functions on their own without the nervous system. So without the nervous system, nothing would be functioning in the body. So that's like the central intelligence to ensure everything is actually processing.
So we all want to maximize and rejuvenate our body appearance, our internal functions, our physical performance, and it's so important to start with the central nervous system coming on and make that strong for everyone.
Well, you start with that, and you also maintain that, you continue with that, so you never disconnect from your central nervous system, or your central nervous system, you know, disconnect from your physical body.
Okay, moving on to the central nervous system five brains. So Dr. Yuen's going to expand more about the five brains and why that's so important. I mean, first we delete the mind out of the body. And more importantly, I mean, first for rejuvenation, I mean, this could be the most important pentagon there is the five brains.
Oh, definitely. It's important, and it's not just separating each one and let it function on its own. Like the cranial brain function on its own does not integrate with the rest of the central nervous system. It doesn't work like that. So the cranial brain going to integrate with the spinal cord, and the spinal cord integrate with the miniature brain that's in your sacrum, your coccyx. And actually from experience, you actually find that there's a missing tail. It has its own central nervous system and brain that actually affect each one of us, our body functions. And when you recognize that and utilize that, you can actually perform so much better in a sport or just make an improvement so you maintain your function for the rest of your life the way it's meant to be.
Okay, so right now we'd like everyone listening, just take a nice deep breath in. And just get a feeling in your physical body, what you feel like right now, like a baseline of where you're at. And Dr. Yuen and I are strengthening your central nervous system. and we're strengthening your central nervous system's 5 brains. And just from doing that, you're going to start to feel some shifts. Moving on to the triad of less aging, which is physical function, physical performance, and physical appearance. That's what this call is all about. So, Dr. Yin, before we start with live callers, let's explain the triad of less aging, you know, the physical function, the performance, physical appearance, and why that is so important.
Well, everything has its importantness to it. And, of course, you want to have a physical appearance that supports you as far as having less aging. You don't want to say, well, I look old, but I think young. You know, that's just an excuse that you're not resolving the shortcoming of less aging. So you also want to be able to perform to your max. In fact, when you utilize the strengthening effect of the central nervous system to your body and the body's central nervous system, and take into consideration all the components of the central nervous system, which conventional experts would not take into consideration, that you actually improve your performance and you also improve the functions of your whole body, but also the function, let's say, the physical system and organs and the tissues and the cellular function. You've also strengthened yourself to the molecular function and the function of your atoms or quantum particles. So you can actually access all those other functions that if you could feel weakness there, you could just shift it and make it strong so it would be strongly functioning for you.
So your cells, your molecules, your atoms, down to the quantum particles, you can strengthen that, and it completely shifts your physical appearance. And it's a completely new principle for most people. I mean, most people don't even think of even doing that or how to do it.
Well, this is science. This is
the science of immediate results.
Well, besides that, you actually, when you take a science class, you're going to get familiar with the molecules and atoms, quantum particles, and it does apply to your body. You don't just learn a science and not utilize the application of it in relation to your body.
So how can anyone really stop or reverse the aging process? I mean, most of our listeners, they want to know that. Like, how is it possible?
Well, yeah, they have to find the correct sequence of weaknesses. You don't just make an assumption, well, you got a weakness there, or use your mind to locate the weakness. It's really your brain's going to locate a weakness for you and compare that weakness to other possible weakness to evaluate is going to be the weakest weakness that you have. And since you locate that, it automatically becomes stronger, and then you go to your next weakest point in your body.
And so it's really possible to maximize fitness without even physical exercise?
Without much physical exercise. I mean, you still could, you know, do some action with your physical body because we so indoctrinated that we have to have physical workout. But if you do physical workout, you're ready for it because you'll have this internal fitness that usually is missing in most people.
And another thing a lot of people want to know is, how is it possible to lose weight permanently without changing eating habits or even exercising?
Well, the permanent aspect of it, you still have to quickly monitor that whatever weakness you strengthen for, that if it goes weak on you, you will strengthen it. And the reason that it goes weak on you again would be a different reason than previous reasons. So that's why you have to be in charge of knowing what weakness that replaced the previous weakness and ensure that you stay within the strength of your body, so everything will be functioning at the optimal level.
So we're going to actually demonstrate everything that Dr. Yin just said, and we're going to take live callers because, like you said, it's all about finding your weakness specifically and strengthening it, and then you'll see results on the spot. So I know a lot of people are even skeptical. How is this possible?
Well, they should be skeptical. There should not be any believers and having faith in what we do. It's really about the results. And if we don't achieve any results for you, then your mind goes, stop talking to you and you don't want to tune in if you're not achieving results for you.
Okay, so you're all ready for results? With that said, we're going to take our first caller.
And let me say that anyone could achieve these results. You know,
anyone,
not
we all can do this.
And say we're so great that we don't even want to achieve results. You know,
right.
The whole world should be starting achieving results for each other.
Okay. So, sounds good. We're going to take our first caller.
All right, 317.
317, you're online.
Hi, I'm curious as to why my weight goes up and down, meaning I lose weight and then something triggers it. I don't know if it's sugar cravings or what, and it goes back up, and then I get
okay.
it back down, it goes back up.
Okay, so it's kind of a yo-yo effect.
Yes.
Well, you could say that.
You could
yo-yo.
Say that. It goes up and down, and I know a lot of people that are listening probably experience the same thing. So, Dr. Yun, what do you feel are leading weaknesses?
Well, you definitely have to stabilize it. But so let's look at that situation when it goes down, it goes up. She had a question about it. So you just train her for her to connect with her own answers, right? I'm not going to give her an answer that I read from a book or
right. There's no cookbook recipe.
Something I read online, so you're not going to get answers from that, right? So what I do is find your weaknesses without verbalizing all those weaknesses that comes up that needs to be strengthened, and so we just continue the process. Okay, now let's see, you think about what you said. Now, you still found that as a problem or question as much as before?
Not really. I guess it's triggers.
Okay. Well, that's good, but you have a question about it, so we establish a starting point that you have a question about it. See, when you have a question that does not go answer, I mean, if you don't answer your question, you still have the problem, right? So if you answer your question, you actually resolve the problem, and you resolve it. I'm just directing you to resolve it without verbalizing what you're resolving. Okay. Now when you think about your situation, now you're not as affected by the up and down weight gain, and when you lose the weight and you gain it back, that kind of experience. Is that true?
Yes,
or not?
I definitely. It's wild. It's definitely a difference. It's like I can't connect with it. It's out there, but
I
can't find it.
That's what you want to do. You don't want to connect with things that bothers you, right? You don't want to connect with that you just suppress, and you think that by suppressing it, it doesn't have any effect on you. In fact, it has more effect on you if you don't answer your question properly.
Okay, so
listening in with other people when they have questions, because it's time for each one of us to know that we have to answer those questions that we have. And if we don't answer them, we just have more questions on top of the question that wasn't answered. So that's when we will not achieve anything that we want to achieve. So that sounds funny, but it's so basic that people have to get into the insight to know which answer fit into your question. Now, in this day and age, we've got all the answers, right? So you can get the answer on the internet, but you don't know which one applies to your situation. So the insight will let you know.
So
Yes, it does.
And do I have to ask specific questions like sugar cravings or salt cravings, or do I do general?
So you ask that, and you have to have an insight to know that it applies to you. If it doesn't apply to you, you continue to ask that question, then it makes that question even more intense that the answer would not fit. So when you look at your situation since you asked that, it's not so much the sugar that craving that bothers you, it's that you don't know the answer is what bothers you, okay? So let's delete the effect of not knowing the answer. You don't care anymore that you don't know the answer, right? Because if you don't know the answer and you don't care, you will start knowing the answer, okay? Now, think about sugar craving again. Does it still bother you as before?
No, it's like it's invisible.
Right, so it's almost like I'm just double talking or something, right? No, it's so simple that all human beings should be doing this for themselves, their family, and to their friends or do it professionally. So we could just change this you know, weight gain or obesity, if we can resolve that, that means we can resolve pretty much almost everything in the world, right? So we should at least resolve things that are close to home, and all the other things would be so much simpler for us to resolve.
Are you new to the UN method?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. I bought your book, and I took a class, and I love it. So I call in when I can't figure something out.
Oh, that's good. You're welcome to call in anytime you want. Right? So just connect with us, and you want to use this platform to actually change the world for the better, right?
Well, I have been doing it, and I love it, and I do it on family and friends, and it's been very helpful, and I want to thank you very much for that.
Well, thank you for being part of it.
Great. Do you have any experiences you'd like to share with listeners who are maybe new to the UN method? Anything you found interesting?
Well, I'll just give you an example. Last night I was at the gym, and I just found myself exhausted and didn't feel like doing the machines anymore, and I remembered the UN method, and so I strengthened myself to working out, and I got a second wind. So it definitely worked. The biggest thing is for me to remember to do it, and like you say, it's a lifelong thing. It's not just one day. I am confused as to, I've worked on the pain in my back for a long time, but it always seems to come back, so I don't know what that's all about. I don't understand if I should UN it every morning, or I don't really understand that.
You don't want to understand it. You just want to experience it, okay? See, when you try to understand it, your mind comes in and then sabotages you. Now, do you have any symptoms of that pain now?
Let me check. I had pain, yes.
So you have the symptom of the pain in your lower back, right?
Yes.
Okay. See, any time you have the symptom of the pain, you think it's coming from there. So you pretty much misinterpret it's coming from the back, when in reality it's come from the sternum and the ribcage up there. So we just strengthen that, and also coming from the back of your neck and coming from your pec muscles and your shoulders and your biceps. So we just strengthen those weaknesses that you're inclined to have those weaknesses because you have experience of having, you know, micro injuries there. So we just resolve that. Now, how's the sensation in your back similar to you now compared to before?
It's great. It seems to have moved down into my right, way lower hip, right above my butt and below my back.
When people are saying it moves, it's really that sensation. You can perceive that sensation until you resolve the first one, right? So right now you have in your gluteal muscles on the right, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, so now the gluteal muscle on the right, the weakness is really coming from your pec muscle on your left that refers the weakness to your gluteal muscles. And also the whole left arm seems to have some weakening effect to your hip there, and then the left side of your neck and left side of your face. And it's really confusion to give you pain, right? So when we're confused, when we're not achieving the answer, you know, it's painful not to know the answer, right? So let's change that, right? Now, how's the sensation in your gluteal muscles now?
It feels much better, thank you.
Well, that's how things work, right? So we want to share this with everyone, and that's everyone to take care of themselves and their family and their friends, that you're not going to live your life not knowing what's going on, how to resolve things, right?
Yes. Thank you very much, Dr. Ewan and Marnie.
Thanks for being part of it.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you love the UN method. You're benefiting from it, and you'll continue to feel better as you listen to the rest of the stream also.
Thanks.
Continue with us. Thanks for coming on.
Well, that continues to improve people's insight.
Yes, we're continuing to improve everybody's insight that's on the call. So Exactly. What's the leading weakness there?
You know, the inside, you know, a lot of people think that if you want better inside, you have to practice, you have to train. It's none of that, right? So you just have to ensure that your feeling, your perception, your intuition will be strong, forming that triad. Actually, forming the triad, that's a weakness, forming a triad for listeners here.
So
we just train the internal dynamic of the triad.
The insight.
And then, you know, people automatically have insight. You want insight to be automatic. If it's not, then you have to strengthen certain things and you delete certain things to ensure that insight is automatic. It's not something you acquire. You already have it, but you could be distorted by family members and your own life experiences.
Okay, we're going to continue on. And I want to let you know also that at the end of this, stay tuned to the end because we are giving away a free live telecourse that's coming up very soon. It's in a couple weeks, and it's on how to delete weight and rejuvenate on the spot. So stay tuned to the end, and we always give away a free course. So with that said, we're going to take another caller.
Hi, 630.
Hi. Hi, how are you today?
I'm well, thank you. This is Mia.
Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Florida, okay. Are you new to the UN Method?
I have heard about you, and I bought your book, and I haven't got through the book yet, but
okay,
I have
so
it.
You're trying it out today? You're calling it in? what can we delete for you? What are you feeling today?
My weight, and I'm so glad that you're doing this episode.
Okay. How do you feel about your weight?
I'm sorry?
How do you feel about your weight? You'd like to lose weight, or
I do. I want to lose weight, and it's like a lifelong struggle.
Okay, so your whole life you've always wanted to. You just struggle with it.
Yes.
Okay, so when I tune in, I feel that it's not so much physical. So a lot of people think weight is all physical. But it's, for you, I don't feel that. I feel that it's more mental, it's more emotional, and I feel like it does go, you know, back to when you were a child. And there's kind of a protection energy, like a shield around you where you protect yourself, and that's why you're like holding on to your weight, your protection. I don't know if that resonates at all with you consciously, but that's what I'm subconsciously picking up. So I'm going to go ahead and delete that. And just with deleting that mental and emotional that I picked up, how do you feel? Any change?
No, I don't feel anything. But it's true. It's emotional and mental because the weight doesn't affect me physically. Like I don't have any physical ailment.
Right. Well, you don't have any physical ailment, but the cause, the reasons are more mental, emotional. So when you think about it now, it bothers me. I just want to get a baseline of where you're at.
I feel the same, but there's like congestion in my head.
You feel congestion in your head. Okay, well, when I tune into your head and congestion, that does feel more physical because your energy is going up instead of down and out. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to speed up your central nervous system and strengthen your spinal cord to your bottom brain and strengthen your internal organs and make sure that your energy is going down and out and strengthen your exit portals because your energy is kind of getting stuck in your head and not releasing. So that's completely been deleted. With that said, how do you feel in your head?
There's no congestion, but I still feel the same about the weight.
Okay, but how is
no
your
different.
Head?
It's better.
There's
okay,
no
so
more
it's,
congestion. It just
no
seems like it just went away.
Okay, so that was something physical that you could feel, the quantitative and qualitative shift, because it was physical, so I'm glad that went away. But with your weight, we got to push the envelope because there's some more that needs to be processed, not just mentally and emotional. But what I feel is that your cells, your molecules, your atoms, we need to speed up and strengthen your lymphatic system, because your lymphatic system is like your sewer system of your body, and it's very weak right now. So your lymphatic system, you know, your nose, your fluids, you know, your ducts, I'm going to speed all of that up in your lymphatic system, and I'm also going to detoxify you. So I'm going to detox the dead cells, the dead waste, and what's happening is that it's not, we need to strengthen your colon, strengthen your body processes so it speeds up your metabolism, because all that's really slow and sluggish. But more importantly, the reason why, the cause and source of why that's slow is just coming from, like, the fear of going fast in life. So when I speed you up to the planet Earth and going fast, that weakens you. It's almost like you have a fear of speeding up in life. I don't know if that makes any sense consciously, but I'm deleting that. I'm deleting those negative emotions and feelings down to zero minus infinity. So just with doing that, how do you feel?
The same.
Okay, so sometimes you'll feel a shift after, because when you speed up, that's one of the simple, like when you speed up your internal processes, when you speed up your colon,
you
speed up
your colon. Well, Julie, you did a good job changing her, and just ensure that she's strong with her perception, because if she's so used to kind of turn off her perception about her body weight. So you have to turn it back on so she can achieve the difference. So what we do right now for her, and now we think about your weight.
I'm not thinking about it.
Well, you're thinking about it, no effect. That's why you think you're not thinking about it. If you think about it, no effect, and that's what you want.
The human method is all about the no effect. But it just shouldn't have an effect on you. When you think about something that bothers you, it should have no effect on you. That's the bottom line.
Right, because then you think you're not thinking about it. You think about it, but it's no effect, and that's where you want to be, right? So, and in fact, you want to think with your brain, which is a little different, and you have to get used to thinking with your brain, not your mind.
So your brain receiver is now on to 100%. And your mind has been deleted out of your body. And with that said, how do you feel? A lot of processing going in.
The mind has a tendency to make people gain weight.
I'm not feeling anything.
Well, that's good. That's what you want. Before, you're kind of concerned about your weight problem. Now, the weight is no longer a problem, and you don't have any question about it, then your body will just take care of itself.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, a simple solution, right? So if you're looking for a simple solution, that sophisticated explanation doesn't go anywhere.
Okay, do you have anything you want to share as that was processing?
It's interesting that I'm not worried about it anymore. Like,
well,
it's not bothering me.
You get exactly what you worry about, right? So. and you're truthfully not worried about it, right? Otherwise, you get depressed, not worried about it. You think you're not worried about it, but you are worried about it.
And people are often, like Allison just said, people are amazed at this because they stop thinking and caring about the issue, which is true. And that's where you want to be. You want to, you know, you just stop caring.
Well, you want to be,
doesn't have an effect.
You want to be stronger than the your issue that you have, right? So then you'd be above it all, and then you make things happen the way you want to happen for your body, because you want to get your mind out of the way, so that way you don't have to deal with your mind that much anymore.
Right. So does that make sense?
Okay.
Well, you want to get your mind deleted and turn on your brain, but you will definitely, you know, as the night goes on and tomorrow, you're gonna see changes, big, huge changes.
She's gonna be strong for those changes, and her body would continue to be stronger. And I would suggest people just tense and untense their body, so that way, it would just kind of tone up everything.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Glad we did a lot of strengthening, and just let us know in the chat how you're feeling towards the end. Stay connected with more free streams, and you'll continue to get stronger and stronger.
So let me say about the tensing and untensing the body, everyone listening in.
Yeah, let's do it for everybody, tensing and untensing.
Well, we do it for everyone, but they consciously have to do it for a while until it becomes automatic. And then you still have to monitor it and ensure that mm-hmm. it's running automatic. If it's not, you
right.
just put it another second and make it automatic, right? So,
which is a new principle that, you know, Dr. is all about activating his principles. And so what does it mean to tense and untense, Dr.?
Well, you tense and untense, you want to be in synchronization with your heart. But your heart tenses and it's untense, or your lung does that. So the trouble is that, you know, people are so encouraged to, like, don't tense at all
mm-hmm.
and relax all the time, and they wonder why they get flabby and get expanded with their body size. So you have to tense and untense with the same rhythm as your heart.
Most people think relaxation is good, which is just conventional thinking and a myth. If you relax too much, what happens?
You get flabby, nothing happens. That everything slows down, and your metabolism slows down, your digestion slows down, so you assimilate more nutrients and calories, which you don't need to have more of those, because it expands your body.
So what's the best thing to do? What can we tell
us? Go tense and untense. Right, so that's a simple
so you
rule. It's a fundamental principle that everyone violates. I mean, all human beings violate. But you see animals in nature, they'll do that, right?
Yeah.
They tense and untense, and they in sync with the heart, and the heart is actually make the body function better.
Okay.
So you never see a bad heart, right? Only in human beings you see, you know, the fat cells of the heart surrounded by by fat cells.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing in the heart, right? So
it's not always calories in and calories out.
Well,
you
never calories.
There's so many other things in the universe that are affecting us. And that's just, again, like another myth. So why is it, what else? I mean, how do you
Well, misinformation. So it's really misinformation that people have been receiving. The misinformation actually makes the condition more difficult to resolve. So you're talking about fat.
Breaking it down.
Well, the thing is that you have to know what you're breaking down, right? So you think you're breaking down fat, but you're not. So if you think you're breaking down fat, in reality, you're breaking down the encapsulation. And, you know, you could almost call that like a fatty tumor. And you want to break up the tissue that surrounds the waste product that carry some fatty acids. So it's not like a chunk of fat. It's really a chunk of waste product, like dead cells and cellular waste product combined with fatty tissue, fatty acid, I should say. And then you break it down that way. So the first thing most people in this class, program, they have to remove the fatty acids from inside the fatty tumor, okay? And then the next thing would be the dead cells, and after that would be the cellular waste products. And then there's some scar tissues there, and also you break down the minerals that, you know, we've been encouraged to consume minerals, and we don't have enough minerals. That's like saying planet Earth don't have enough minerals, right? So there was a time that people claimed that all the minerals and the earth is going down to the ocean, and we need to buy more mineral supplement. I myself actually did that. I mean, not telling people to take more minerals, but I myself did that. And when you take a lot of minerals, you actually make your body heavier, right? So it's like putting cement into your body.
Really want to, you know, the cells, the molecules, the atoms.
You want
to
have less minerals.
Cells. You want to break down
right.
the cells.
You want to have less matter. You want to convert the matter into energy, okay? Only your brain can do that. Your mind cannot do that.
Okay. So it's exponentially faster, and even if you've done programs in the past, Dr. Jung has a whole new program on less aging.
Well, it's always updated.
It's always being updated.
So the universe is constantly changing and make me update the answers that come in that make things work faster and more complete.
So a lot of what Dr. Yun is saying is actually taught in the actual telecourse on Delete Weight and Rejuvenate. So we're going to do some more live demonstrations. But in the course, you actually get all of these charts, and it, you know, takes you through all the different protocols to ensure weight reduction and rejuvenation. But we're going to continue with some live examples so that we can show people what's possible.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, so we're going to take another live caller. 434. Okay, we'll take another one, Joe.
All right, 787.
787?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Puerto Rico.
Wow, Puerto Rico. Right. That's great.
I'm so
are you
happy
new to the UN Method?
I'm sorry?
Are you new to the UN Method?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so how did you hear about it?
Just skimming through some self-help information, and I thought it was quite interesting.
Okay.
It seemed to be simple, but yet difficult. It seems to
well,
be very
it
fast.
Simple for you? What does this come
yeah, great.
To what you know, like you know, you're calling in for what can we do? What can we delete for
okay.
you?
Okay. I've been yo-yoing for most of my life. At 12, I was not obese, but overweight, and at 18 I was anorexic. All my life I've had to count calories. I've, you know, virtually walked myself to death. I was constantly moving around trying to just keep it off. And then the hormonal change happened, and depression
hormonal.
Came on.
Okay.
And I had a specific trauma where I was walking my dog, and he got attacked by two vicious dogs, and I felt I kind of froze. I felt helpless, and since then I stopped walking, and the depression just kind of grew and grew.
Okay, so
let's
you're feeling depressed. You're not walking as much because of the trauma, and
I'm not walking
okay,
as much. I became sedentary.
Okay, so let's take a look at that.
Well, basically, when you take a look at all her experiences of attempting to do what's best for her, all the things that she did is really misinformation and misinterpretation. So we would just have to delete the effect of the misinformation and misinterpretation that she's been doing these things that really have no effect on her. And since it doesn't have any effect on her, it actually make her condition worse. So we have to just reverse that. And now, when you think about what you said earlier, all the things you do now, how's the effect compare now and before? Does it still have any effect on you as before? You have less effect, or you have the same effect?
I feel some tingling in my arms. I don't know about the effects. I'm just kind of noticing what's happening internally. And in my midriff section, I feel a little bit of shifting going on, some kind of physical stuff going on inside. It's really funny.
Well,
it's more internal.
You know, the things that you mentioned, it kind of troubles you that you have to experience it. Now, when you think about those experiences, are you still troubled by those experiences that you had previously? Make a comparison.
Troubled. I don't know. I feel kind of helpless, and I feel kind of stuck.
So
troubled.
Now you make specific things, right? So now helpless. We have to resolve the helplessness. Okay. When you're helpless, then you can't make things happen, right? And helplessness is not you are helped and then you resolve your helplessness. It doesn't go like that. So when you're helpless and you're looking for help and people help you, actually make you even more helpless. So let's resolve that part, okay? Now, think about helplessness again now. How's the effect of helplessness on you now compared to before? More quiet now about it?
I feel like this heaviness in my chest.
But
it's kind of,
I'm quiet now about helplessness, right? When you think about helplessness
more
now, does it trouble you as before or different?
A little lighter. I feel lighter about it.
Okay, so it's different, right? Now, as far as the heaviness in your chest, is that you hear the expression, you want things off your chest. right? You don't want to do that. You want to go down to your end, your torso, and out your torso, not coming off your chest, okay? So the heaviness of your chest should be totally dissipated now, okay? So how's your chest?
I feel better. I feel
okay,
lighter.
Okay, that's good. It's not that like we're talking you out of it. We are doing things as we speak to you about what we do, right? So,
well, there was an energy that was deleted out of your torso, and I felt that too, sitting here next to you, and I feel your energy totally shift.
Well, we all can do this, and
everyone can.
They
do it
themselves. I'm just directing for you to do it yourself, okay?
Do you feel happier? I mean, at first when you called, you said you felt depressed. How is your emotion?
Yep. The thing is, it's like an uplifting that started from my midriff, and it's working upward. And so the chest got lighter, and so now it's kind of like a little saggy in the throat area. It's very strange. The lightness started moving upwards. It's just very weird. But
well,
like
the thing is that you kind of misinterpret it. It's actually going down. You think it's up. So let's make sure you got the right direction. Okay. So how about now?
Well, still kind of stuck at the throat area.
Okay. So the throat area is really, you know, it's really your colon, descending colon. So let's train that so it will come out of your colon instead of your throat. Because what's happening in the colon, you actually perceive it in your throat, but it's really happening in your colon. So let's train your colon. Now, how's your throat sensation?
Wow, I took a deep breath. It's like a release.
Okay.
Yeah, feeling,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, you can improve anything you want in your life, okay? And that's how life ought to be, right? Not like you're going to live your life, you can't improve anything except get worse, right? So you don't need that.
No. No, I don't.
Okay. So again, we talk about tensing. If you tense your body more and more, you get accustomed to tensing, that you actually would be like other living creatures. You know, they don't have to go to the gym and exercise to be fit, right? They fit just by tensing and untensing the same rhythm as their heart.
Okay.
It's very, very basic stuff that people, you know, they roll their eyes up when you tell them that, right? So the good thing about it is that, you know, we achieve results and other people just talking about it.
Is there anything you'd like to
okay.
share with us? Because I know you're new to the UN method and I know a lot of our listeners are new. What was this? What did this feel like for you?
internally, much lighter right now. I'm still
okay.
kind of perplexed by what just happened. It's just kind of, it's so fast. I don't really care as long as I feel better. And so the thing is with the tensing, is that something I should be practicing? Is just the tense and release? Is that what you were saying?
Yes. Continuously, so it become automatic. You don't practice. You just take action with it.
Okay.
It's just like you don't practice breathing. Of course, someone do. To have classes and teach you how to breathe, but it should be just natural.
Right. If only it were natural. You know, like some people eat and eat and eat and they're so thin. So if only it could be natural for all of us to be fit. But I'll be
well,
working at it.
Marnie is like that. You know, Marnie is super thin. She'd eat like a horse. So.
But people how do you eat so much and stay so thin? I mean, I get to ask that question all the time, and they kind of, like, roll their eyes up at me. I'm like, well, I just speed up my metabolism. I speed up my lymphatic
system. Yeah, everything has to be faster.
And
you can't just
has
be
to
that.
Be faster. And they just kind of, you know, but it works. You know, you can speed up your whole systems. I know even for diabetics, they have, like, some of them have 20-hour transit times. Jackie works on some of his clients, and it's, speeds it up to 5 hours. I mean, that's the difference. I mean, that's what's possible with the UN method. You can shrink, you can break down tumors, you can speed up your lymphatic system, you can, you know, eat a lot more. I mean, it's not just calories in and calories out, and that's such a myth. It's just we need to break that down. We are high tech, and it's time that us as humans you know, use that the Ewan method as like we're high tech equipment and what's possible. Talk about that a little bit, Dr. Ewan. How high tech we are. I mean, it's not like
we are computers, and when we use more of our brain, we access our computers. And when we try to improve our mind, that's when we get in trouble, try to improve the mind. It's always about improving your brain, your physical intelligence. It's when your brain is working, that's when you get to a spark of genius. You think it's coming from your mind, but it really comes from your brain. And when your mind kind of, you know, took a break.
So independent motion, separation, and energy. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, you definitely want to be strong in separating, right? So, and you want to have an independent motion of your body. I mean, like the cells could be independently moving in relation to each other and not just kind of like stuck with each other. Mm-hmm. You don't want anything to be stagnated because that will just make your body expand and then you think it's from eating, but it's really come from stagnation and slowness.
Okay,
and
so let's get everybody up on the call for stagnation, slowness, relaxation. We're going to change that right now. So take inventory on yourself, take a deep breath in. We're activating your brain. We're strengthening your central nervous system. All your cells, molecules, and atoms. We're speeding up your lymphatic system. We're strengthening your major toxins triad for your cellular waste, dead cells.
It's all regulated by
and it's all
your central nervous system.
By the central nervous system.
Not by your mind. The mind which is
the central
nervous system. It trips it up all the time.
This Pentagon is now strong for everyone. And this is a completely different. The UN method is so different.
It's a different approach.
It's a totally different approach. And I know if you're new to the UN method, like, how is this possible? What's happening? But we're doing the live demonstration so you can see, you know, people are saying that they shifted and what's possible, and you can see what's possible in 5 minutes. But what's more important, you know, you come to a course and you learn all about the triad, depending on how to do this on yourself, how to do this on your friends, your families, your loved ones. And if you're a healthcare practitioner or you're in the business of improving people's lives, especially with weight loss, rejuvenation, I mean, this definitely is for you because it really speeds, you know, what used to take you maybe 5, 10, 15 treatments. It's just one treatment. So it really
no treatment. No,
no,
different
treatment,
no such thing to treat.
It's just, it's happening fast, and it's not a treatment. What do you call it?
But improvement.
Everyday improvement.
And you need a treatment to those healthcare professionals that prefer to give treatment. But if you know how to use this process, you've actually make those healthcare professional treatment become better, and they actually look better. I mean, in results that they achieve.
Yeah. So what's new? What do you have that's new?
What I have is new? Well, I mean,
everyone always asks Dr. Ewan, what's new? What, how, you know, we've done, you know, your past weight loss.
Well,
what's new?
What's new is you want to speed up the process and you want to be strong to speed and not prefer slowness. See, I mean, there's so many articles written about how to slow down and appreciate slowness. That's not what you want because everything else in the universe is moving really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be strong to our own internal speed. And internal speed would be strong to every aspect of yourself. And then everything would look slow, right? If you spend time and try to slow down, then everything would look fast. And then you have to suppress it and you have to go in denial that you're bothered by these things. So you turn yourself off. Well, that's not a way to live a full life. That you want to be in charge. That's what it's all about, in a good way. You know, in charge and be an expert with yourself. And why not? You spend all the time with yourself, right? Well, how can you not be an expert, right? So, but if you follow other experts' misinformation, then there's a contradiction of your expertise because you have a conflict, the information they give you, and that kind of blocks you from getting into your own basic
truth. And that's really important because there's so much misinformation out there. I mean, you can get on Google and look for what, but you don't know what's right for you. And you got to find your own reasons and causes and sources of your own pain and stress. And more importantly, you have to know what's for you and what's not. And what is for you, you have to be strong to it. Otherwise, it's never going to show up in your life. And that's really what the course is all about. It's not just being on, you know, telecalls with Dr. Ewan, but it's more that he has your name and he's really downloading and activating and updating your own internal computer as he is teaching. And that's really important because it's all about internal change. It's all about resetting your mind, your body, your spirit, and things are moving really fast. So, you know, he gives you the charts, which are essential for deleting weight and rejuvenation to getting results for that, because a lot of people tell us, well, they're just not getting results. So the charts ensure results. But more importantly, you've got to be activated to these figures. Otherwise, it's just you're not going to see it show up in your life. And it's really specific for you. So when you learn it, you can, you know, you're able to be your own.
It's second nature. It's not putting a lot of effort and time in.
Right. It's something that you naturally do every day, and you become better and better,
just like
and stronger. Yeah, I mean, there's not one day that goes by where I'm not using method. People ask me, Marnie, how do you have so much energy? How do you stay so thin? How do you, you know, we're using this on our team. I mean, we're constantly giving each other, you know, strengthening and deletions and clearing each other, and just because we all need it, you know. It's like you do get tired, but once you, you know, implement this in your life, it's like, you know, it's better than caffeine.
Well, caffeine's good, too. You want to be strong with caffeine, so you're not concerned about...
When you keep your spinal cord on.
The negative information. There was a time, you know, caffeine was so bad that everybody stayed away from it and then get, you know, caffeine or coffee substitutes, right? So that was before Starbucks, right? So
when you keep your spinal cord strong,
Well, if you keep your spinal cord, central nervous system strong, you can actually put up with many things that that would weaken you, that would be actually make you sick or be even fatal, right? So you don't want to be weakened by things.
And it can be anything. I mean, it could be ancestors,
sure.
Your neighbors, outside.
No, it could be a good food. If it weakens you, then it's not good for you, right? So you think across the board, oh, those are good. That's a good diet. Well, if someone is weakened by that particular combination of food or that particular food, then it's detrimental for them.
Right, and that's really important because you could be on a diet and not even know that you're weakened by that diet. It's never going to work.
Or the food that's supposed to be healthy, it doesn't do anything for you except to make you even unhealthier, so to speak.
Right, because you may have a weakness to it.
Oh, for sure. So, and people have weaknesses to all types of foods, that each person would have different weaknesses, different foods. So you can't go and read a book and say, well, these are good foods, and let's just eat that,
right?
So it's kind of silly approach.
Right. So you want to be strong. See, let's talk about neutrality. Eating a little, eating too much, eating nothing at all. What is food neutrality all about, Dr.?
Well, you want to be balanced and stable and neutral with food. That way, you know, you pretty much have mastery over food instead of food have mastery over you.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to go through life that things have more to say about you than you have to say about the things that affect you. So to be a mastery or an expert yourself, it doesn't really take that much, you know, like training and discipline. You know, none of that is true. You just have to be strong to the mastery. There's no weakness to mastery of things that affect you, like food.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't want to like, oh, I look at that food, I have to eat it. Mm-hmm. Well, you look at it, you eat it, fine, you don't, that's fine. You know, that's what you want to be.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are asking the question, like, you know, reading the book is great, but I can tell you that if you go read a book on tennis or if you go read a book on how to drive a car, you got to get in the car and drive.
Oh, you have to have both, right?
You
have to figure out what it is.
Right.
You have to experience it.
So the reason why we do these free streams is so, you know, to show
for people to experience it.
Right. So talk about the difference between the free stream and the course, because some people are wondering, well, is the book just enough? But, you know, that's what...
Well, it depends what they want. You know, if they really want to become really good at it and even to a point where it's going to improve their job and their business and their personal life, of course, they have to know more about it. So that's why they should take a course or experience it in the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just want to have a working, not knowledge, but working, a few steps working, but that's kind of selling yourself short. So I'm saying the best investment you can make in yourself, I mean, the best investment is investment in yourself, right? Not going and buy stocks and bonds and real estate, because those go up and down, and And if you an expert yourself, you are always connected to money, and money connect with you. So we talked about money before. So there's also new rules of money as far as new rules of eating weight and having that aging or eating, right? So eating should be something that there's nothing to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
But you eat it fine, you don't, that's fine. That's like to be neutral about it.
Mm-hmm. There's many different things that come up with food, whether it's a specific food, a specific diet.
But actually, you know, if you strain your brain to it, there will be less question about food or temptation or craving. That comes from the people's mind. So
right.
The mind is less in your life. By strengthening and delete the mind from your physical intelligence, your physical intelligence will give you the discipline you think you didn't never have, and you think you have to develop the discipline. You already have it.
Right.
And you don't even talk about discipline. You're just strong with it. That's
right.
How it is.
So, you know, we love to give these free streams every month so you can experience it. But like I said, I mean, to really learn it, to be good at it, to activate it all the time in your life, I mean, the Telda course is really where it's at. But I know a lot of people are writing in about specific issues that you may have. Maybe it's a heart condition or a tumor, or you're overweight. It's something maybe just specific in your life that you want to be deleted. Then I highly recommend the 5-week clinic. A lot of people ask, how is then the course? The clinic is a 5-week clinic. And what you do is every week in your membership area, you can submit a specific problem or issue or question to Dr. Yuen. And you get on the call with an intimate group. It's a small number of people. Dr. Yuen can only accept a certain amount of people, small. And every week for 5 weeks, he evaluates you, reevaluates you, strengthens and deletes your specific issues going in your life. It's a clinical experience. I tell a lot of people that, you know, a lot of people who even want to get certified or do this on other people, that it's a wonderful clinical experience because you hear Dr. Yuen doing this on multiple people, and you can see the process, and you can hear the process of how different issues are strengthened and deleted, which is also really beneficial. So you get strengthened specifically for your specific issue, and you also get to hear it, you know, for other people. So the 5-week teleclinic is more about personal resolution. So if it's something that's personal that, you know, you want to work through, and over a period of 5 weeks is great. I mean, Dr. Yuen does personal consultations for 25 minutes, but I always tell people that, you know, the clinic is really where it's at because it's for 5 weeks and you benefit a lot more. But the course is coming up, the clinic is coming up soon, it's in a couple weeks. So if you want more information, you can go ahead and click on the links on this page. It'll take you to either the upcoming events page with all of our clinics, all of our courses, all of the bundle deals, or you can click on the course. It'll give you all the dates, times, information you need. Or, again, at the clinic, you can go ahead and click that link and get all the information. But if you do have specific questions logistically and whatnot, you can go ahead and send us an email at contactus@unmethod.com. Again, that's contactus@unmethod.com. We have a wonderful team that can assist answering your questions and whatnot. So Dr. Yuen's team is strong. So, yeah, we have a great team. We're all vital and healthy, and Dr.'s always strengthening us and whatnot. So, anyways, we're going to take one more caller and do one more live demonstration.
Yes. 434.
434.
Hi, Marnie. Hi, Dr. Yuen.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. My name is Jennifer. How are you this evening?
Good. I think
it's funny to watch you and talk at the same time. There's a delay on this. I think that's why my call got missed earlier. I appreciate you taking it.
Okay, great. So what can we delete for you today?
Well, I've got two things that really are bothering me. I'm sure they're aging me before my time, and one of them is inability to sleep. And I am familiar with the UN method. I've been working on this, but it just keeps coming back. And the other one is I have pain in both of my forearms kind of into the wrist area, and I can't seem to get rid of that either.
Okay, so pain in your forearms and your wrist.
Uh-huh.
I think there's some feedback, so definitely another call. There's some feedback. There's an echo, so why don't you just try calling right back in if that's okay.
Okay, yeah, this connection is not good.
It's not good. Okay, so just go ahead. We'll take one more caller, but go ahead and call us right back. Okay, we'll take another caller.
Are you still there?
Yeah, we're still here.
Okay, we'll take another caller.
Hi.
Okay, we're just going to, if Jennifer, if you could just go ahead and call back, we'll take another caller and come back to you. You just need to call in on a different phone.
306.
Hello.
Yes, hello. We can hear you loud and clear.
Hi, Dr. Ewan Marley. Hi. I just was wondering, my eyes aren't being focused. I got a couple of issues. My eyes aren't focusing very well, and also my weight.
Okay, so your eyes aren't focusing, and how do you feel about your weight?
Well, I'm about 38 pounds overweight. I'm a large frame, but,
okay,
but
so
I am eating properly.
Okay. And so
properly.
You said you're eating properly.
Yes, I am, and exercising. But
okay,
it just doesn't want to leave me.
How long have you been overweight?
Pretty well most of my time, I guess. What I'm figuring, it's ancestral.
Okay, so it's been a long time?
Yes.
Okay, so Jacqueline's going to tune in. We're going to, she said she's having some eye trouble as well.
Yeah, well, they actually come weaker than the weight. So we have to clear the eye weakness or weakening effect from the eyes. So the eyes actually come from the brain not as clear with the eyes, and also the eyes are not communicating strongly back to the brain. So it just kind of confused the brain, and the body is not communicating back to the brain for the brain to regulate the body, so to ensure that everything would be working, functioning at a higher level. So let's delete and affect the body weight, and the body weight, the first weakness would be how each different body parts are not integrating with each other, like all the structures, different structures, and the organs and the cells and molecules and atoms. So we just train all those, and then train the whole central nervous system to support these changes, and so it could regulate these changes as you go into the future. Now, if you think. When you think about your eyes now, you think about your body weight. Now, that seemed like to you compared before. Does it still affect you as much as before?
It is changing. I'm not as much focused on my weight as I was.
Okay.
I'm a large frame.
If you focus on it, if it, you know, and make things happen by focusing on it, then everyone would achieve what they want just by focusing on it, right? So, and you don't want to be like, you know, suppress it so you don't focus on it. You really want to just remove it, so even you try to focus on it, it's nothing there for you to focus. So,
that's right, yeah.
And then what about your eyes now? Are you still concerned about your vision as before?
They're getting better. They're not
okay,
as blurry or...
But if you're concerned about it, it's not going to make you see clearer. In fact, make you see even worse, right? So you continue to get worse. Instead of, like, clear your brain, you're going to see with your brain. In fact, you see with your brain more than your eyes, right? We've been getting the misinformation. You can see with your eyes instead of your brain. So essentially,
right.
If you don't have a brain, you can't see anything, right? So.
That's right, yes.
All right. So
okay.
It's quiet now, right? It's calmer and quiet.
Yes, it is.
And you just have to strengthen it by just tensing and untensing, right? And then you want to get to the point where you start tensing even your eyes and untense them. But you want to start with your body, get accustomed of tensing and untensing on a regular basis, continuous basis, actually. The best thing to do is that you should tense your body like your heart tenses. So you don't,
yes.
Your heart don't stop tense, right? And then you're untense. So get in the same rhythm, then you will have a better functioning body, just like other living creatures, right?
Yes. So is that a cause of anything from the past or ancestral?
What was that? Does it call up anything from the past?
Is that a cause from the past or ancestral? Or?
Ancestral, past life.
Well, you definitely have ancestors that goofing off and never sent their body, so only when they were young, right? So when they got older, they said, well, they got a break to actually, you know, be lazy about it, right? So now, do you still have that question?
No, I don't.
Okay, so you internally answered it, even though I say a few words, so...
So how did you process all this? Anything you'd like to share?
Well, I do believe in you people, and I really trust you guys, and I am trying
let's delete your belief, right? So belief is okay in religion, but, you know, you don't want to... You're going to believe your car going to start today, right? So you're not going to do that. So either you achieve results or get results, and you have to look elsewhere to achieve the results, right? So it's no belief. Thank you, anyway, for believing.
So no belief. Well, how does that make you feel? Just results. Well, you got results, so that's good, right?
Yeah, we want you to continue to achieve results, and when you continue to do that, then your life will change for the better, right? Physically, and you want to change physically, not just, you know, like claiming that your mind have changed or improved your mind. You can't argue about your improvement in your mind. You want to improve your body, and then you have clarity of brain, and then people, you have a clear mind, but you actually have a clear brain.
So you feel your brain is clearer. You're
yes,
clear, you're
yes
strong,
it is. Yes,
you're
it is.
And you can see good.
That's right. Your brain will just make things happen for you in this physical dimension. Well, your brain belongs in this physical dimension, whereas your mind is like kind of fleeting. Or anyone's mind.
Well,
just your mind.
There was a question that came in on the chat. How do you differentiate between the mind and the brain, between the thoughts? How do you know if it's the mind or the brain?
Well, it's hard to make that distinction when you first started. So when you... When you activate your brain and you ensure that it's strong for your mind to delete, then all you have, it would be the brain. And, of course, you can monitor it. If you're strong, your brain and thinking, then you know you're using your brain. It's just like the difference between, let's say, reactions and emotions is what it tells you. If you have a weakness to reaction, then you know you have reaction. So when things are very similar, we're so used to them being similar that it's easy to get mixed up. So we just have to know how to get to the source by what is strong, what is weak, to know, to indicate to you what level you're functioning on.
Okay. So thank you so much for joining us. I'm glad you can see better. I'm glad you got to experience this. And thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, thank you for spending the time with us.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
So.
Someone call back.
We have one more caller.
All right. 434.
Okay. 434. Jennifer.
Hi, Dr. Yuen and Marnie. Can you hear me better this
time?
Right?
Yes. And I've got good news for you, Jennifer. You just won a free telecourse. So,
oh, wow.
Exciting.
Thank you
news.
So much.
You can play one free telecourse on every free stream, and you just want it's the Delete Weight Rejuvenate telecourse, and it starts in a couple weeks. So what we'd like you to do is email us, if you can, right after this call at contact us at youandmethod.com, and we will get you the free code and get you all set up. So are you excited?
Fantastic. I was actually thinking about doing it anyway, so now I definitely will.
Okay, well, that's great. Congratulations. But in the meantime, what would you like to lead in?
Well, I mentioned my wrists and my forearms are both giving me trouble, and I am having extreme difficulty sleeping through the night.
Well, there's no sensation in your arm that will keep you awake, right? So you have those sensations right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you want to remove those sensations, and those sensations, even though it seems it came directly from your arm, it's really coming from other parts of your body. So we just trend the weakness that indicate it's coming from other parts of the body. So you got about four other weaknesses. So we just trend all those for you. And now, how's your arm and ribcage seem like you compared before?
Well, actually, I think it might be gone.
Okay. Well, that's good. You did a great job in making it go away. So when you think about not sleeping, you're concerned about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, when you that concern, well, I'm not going to tell you. Well, maybe I should tell you, but it's really the reverse effect, and it would actually trouble you if you fall asleep, because you have like, you know, virtual reality experiences. When you fell asleep, you wish you didn't, because some kind of catastrophe happened when you fell asleep and you didn't defeat that from your spirit and your mind, and the molecules and animals in your body. So we just do that and delete it. Now, I'll tell you the thing about sleeping and not sleeping now. How's the effect on you?
Well, I feel more relaxed about it.
Right, you don't carry it away then you fall asleep then.
Not at the moment.
Right, so you don't, like I say, if you don't care that you're neutral about sleeping, then you don't struggle with it, right? And if you try to be positive about it and try to suppress your negative about it, then it would keep you awake. But you have spiritual experiences that when you slept, you wish you didn't, because something happened that you would stop it from happening if you were awake. So that's the event that has to be deleted from you. So that's been deleted. So that you could experience, you don't have any concern about it anymore, right?
Not at the moment, no. It seems like it's
pretty
neutral.
Or in the future, right? So that ensure that in the future you don't even question about it. You sleep, that's fine. You don't, that's fine, right? So, and that's who you want to be. You'll be in charge of it.
Sound good, Jennifer?
Sounds great.
All right.
Share with our audience how your wrists, your forearms, how's the pain in your physical body?
I would say on my left wrist, the pain is gone, but I still have this, like, I don't know how to describe it. It's kind of like a popping sound when I turn it.
Okay.
Okay, what you should be doing is you just tense it so you stabilize it, because when you have a pain, the human tendency is just try to relax yourself out of it, and so it doesn't have the tension to keep things in place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So just tense it, and then
okay,
you'll be okay, right? And also, let's make it so when it does pop, you don't carry it away, right? So then it stops popping.
How about
now? It's not popping.
Yeah, so when it pops, it bothers you, you're more inclined to get it popping, right? So that's how things work.
Did you follow that, Jennifer? I know Sebastian did that so quick, but
well,
yeah, I'm checking my right. I think there's still a little bit going on in my right wrist and right next to the forearm area where it starts.
That one you would have to tense the front of your left ankle. Okay, you tense that will stabilize your wrist for you.
So your wrist
the front
is
of my left ankle. Okay.
Right. It sounds funny, but
the pain isn't always where you physically feel it. It
never. Okay. Not always. It never. So we misinterpret where it comes from, and that's
what it is.
And then you have expert misinterpret for you, that make it even worse.
So
that's much better, actually.
Okay, so it wasn't coming from your wrist, coming from your ankle, and a lot of thoughts were deleted. So that's good. Now you're all ready for the telecourse to learn this and do it on yourself and your family and your friends. That's great.
And do it professionally.
And also professionally.
So that's really a good thing. And even if you don't completely do it professionally, whatever job you have, you're going to perform that job better than anybody.
Mm-hmm. And the more you're on, you know, the telecourse is, like I said, it's an experience. It's a live activation. I know there's people from around the world that always ask us, because we have people in China and Brazil and South Africa and South America. Everybody's on different times, but I do want to let you know that if you join the telecourse, and Jennifer, even if you can't be on there live, it's okay, because the calls are all stream access, so they'll be in your membership 24/7 for you at all times, so that you can, you know, listen to them after. And you can actually, like, if you have questions, Jennifer, if you're taking the course, every Tuesday after the call, you can submit a question, and Dr. Green will answer it live for you Thursday. So it is interactive. You get your questions answered and whatnot, too. So it'll be a wonderful experience.
Well,
for you.
I also want to thank people for coming in, and also I want to thank people for referring others. I mean, have people connect with how they can make improvement. So it's time for everyone in the world to know improvement can be made, and you don't have to, like, go to a professional school, go to medical school, chiropractic school, acupuncture school to achieve results. So you could achieve results for yourself and your family. And when you share these improvements with others, mm-hmm. you yourself would improve even more. But if you keep it to yourself, that's pretty much like selfishly guarding what you have, and then you're not going to be as good as you ought to be.
That's why you empty yourself to the world, actually. The more people you improve, the more you improve yourself. And I both live by that.
And it's time to, not just live by it, but to...
We do it, share it. You
yeah,
know?
Take action with that.
Yeah, tell your family and friends, Jennifer, and share it. Everyone on the stream, tell your family
and
friends.
Let people know and they come in and check it out for themselves.
And most importantly, it's because if you really like this and you like the demonstration, we do more free streams. And you bring your family, you bring your friends, and get them involved, because it's not just you. It's all the people that surround you that really, you know, bring out the best in you. So, I mean, if you're strong and all the people around you are strong, wow. You know, that's what it's really about. If you're surrounded by negative and weak people, that's not...
Well, you want to include members of your family.
Right.
So sometimes you don't have to tell them. Sometimes you tell them, but you can tell other people that's not in your family, because they do affect your family members, too. So
you become a self-expert, direct other people to a better way of living, and that's really what it's all about. So thank you so much, Jennifer, for coming on live. Thank you, everyone, for joining the live stream. We love having you here tonight. I hope you liked the live demonstration. We had a lot of callers call in, but like I said, if you're dealing with weight failures or high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, ulcers, tumors, all the things, headaches, whatever it may be, with food issues, particular food, diet plans that aren't working, or other issues about physical appearance, this really is for you. The telecourse and teleclinic are coming up.
Well, let's just train everybody, so in general.
Everybody in general.
It would improve, right? And then we could specify the first three things without describing them specifically. It would have improvement on that. So the three plus 20 other things that everyone put in. So totally, it's about 23 things that specifically that we just going to transfer everyone without
verbalizing it.
Yeah, without saying what they are.
Okay, so doctor, just strengthen everybody as a group. So let us know in the chat how you're feeling. If you liked it, if you didn't, questions, whatnot, let us know. Take an inventory.
Just come back, right? So
take an inventory of how you're feeling. Are you feeling better?
It's
more
not
excellent?
Where you want to be. You just have to have more exposure to it, right? So.
And what happens? The more exposure, the better you get.
Yeah, better connection with what we do, they would become better.
Okay, so if you have any questions at all, like I said, contact us at unmethod.com. If you have questions or logistical questions, go ahead and click on the links on the page, or go to unmethod.com, upcoming events, and all the information is there. Or if you want a consultation with Dr. Yuen, you can just go to unmethod.com and click on consultations. But we do invite you all to the Delete Weight and Rejuvenate on the Spot upcoming course and clinic. Like I said, the clinic is more about personal resolution. The course is more about learning it and how to do it and apply it on yourself and others. But they're both great. You can do both, too. We got a bundle for both. If you want to activate both at the same time, that's also wonderful. So thank you again for joining. Regardless if you join us in anything, come to another free stream next month. We do have these every month on different topics. So stay strong, stay connected with us, and we send you lots of strength.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.